AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. German Chancellor Angela Merkel laid white roses at the site of the deadly truck attack at a Christmas market in Berlin. There's been no claim of responsibility. Investigators say they're still not positive the suspect they have in custody was the driver of the truck and may not have been involved, and suspects may still be at large. The AP's Mark Smith reports President-elect Donald Trump is branding the attack terrorism.
A written statement from the president-elect brands the Berlin truck attack horrifying and declares innocent civilians were murdered in the streets as they prepared to celebrate the Christmas holiday. The statement blames Islamic State and other Islamic State terrorists conducting global jihad and vows to eradicate their networks from the face of the earth.
A ceremony was held at the Ankara airport in Turkey for assassinated Russian Ambassador Andrei Karlov, whose body is being flown home to Russia. Karlov was shot dead as he delivered a speech at a photo exhibition in the Turkish capital. Ahmed Khan Rahimi, the man accused of setting off bombs in New Jersey and New York, pleaded not guilty today to attempted murder charges. The bombs injured 30 people. Criminal charges have been filed against 9 individuals connected to the water crisis in Flint, Michigan. State Attorney General Bill Schuette says civil actions have been filed against 2 companies that were supposed to fix the water problem in Flint.
Veolia and LAN made a bad situation worse and failed in their responsibilities.
Former Michigan State Emergency Managers Darnell Early and Gerald Ambrose are among those facing felony charges. Georgia leads the nation this year in the number of inmates put to death. The number of executions in Texas dropped into single digits for the first time in 20 years. A strong start on Wall Street today. Gains across the board led in part by higher oil prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 93 points. This is AP Radio News. There is a new class of inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I've seen all good people turn their heads.
Yes, are headed for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame after being nominated twice before. Joan Baez, Journey, Electric Light Orchestra, Tupac Shakur, and Pearl Jam will be inducted after their first times on the ballot. Journey won the fan vote. Nile Rodgers will get an award for musical excellence. His band Chic has been nominated 11 times. The Rock Hall inductions will be April 7th in New York. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
People getting ready to graduate from college got some words of encouragement from the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen.
After years of a slow economic recovery, you are entering the strongest job market in nearly a decade.
Yellen told graduates at the University of Baltimore, people with a college degree are more likely to find a job, keep a job, have higher job satisfaction, and a higher salary. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.